Sean, thank you for calling Loveline. What's up?
Hey, guys. Just a quick question for you. I had a coworker recently commit suicide. And so I was wondering some ways to tell if with people who you can't really tell who are depressed. So what's one way you can maybe kind of see in the little things that they do?
That's a tough one. I mean, Dr. George, you oftentimes, like I said at the beginning of the show, work with people who have experienced tremendous trauma, and dramatic kind of depression is something that you're not stranger to. But really, the bigger question I have for Sean as a 27-year-old just guy with no technical, you know, with no training in psychology, why worry about it, Sean? I mean, unless it's your mom or your wife, I mean, it's really not your responsibility to go around saving people.
It's true. It was just he was, I guess I was his manager.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I just don't want to see what happened to basically the crew.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's more what I'm saying. Just
you sound like you really want to help out. You felt, you feel like as a manager, you want to help the situation, you want to help the people, the additional people that you're supervising.
Exactly.
And you're a nice guy. You want to try to help in the best way. How many people do you additionally supervise that are associated with the person that committed suicide?
Everybody. We're 15.
Around 15. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes people have, there are lots of different symptoms. And even though I'm speaking and I'm a psychologist, since we're in a situation making suggestions when we haven't had a chance to really get into the details, and I haven't had a chance to interview you, I'm going to speak kind of more as a coach tonight. Sometimes people have problems sleeping, eating. They either eat too much, eat too little, can't sleep, or can't wake up, and they're sleeping too much. They lose interest in life. They're crabby. They distance themselves from others. They become irritable. There's lots of different symptoms, and people express depression in different ways. I think being aware of that is one thing. I think also you might want to get someone in, since this person was intimately involved with work, get a consultant in there to do a little workshop on healing.
That's already planned, and they have a number they can reach out to right now.
Good. There are services if you need additional